Welcome to the Center for Early Literacy Learning's Preschool Practice Guide. Read it again. Young children love to hear their favorite books read aloud again and again. As you reread a book, such things as the title, beginning and ending of the story, and how words are used can be pointed out. Rereading a story many times also allows your preschooler to talk about and be part of the story. Most young children do not grasp an entire story on the first reading. Hearing books read several times helps them notice new things and better understand the story. This is what the practice looks like. Share a book with your preschooler again and again. This lets your child notice words that rhyme and repeated sounds. Reading the same story over and over also provides your preschooler with opportunities to figure out what new words mean by the rest of the words he hears. Point out some letters and words and say the sounds each time you read a book. This helps your preschooler begin to learn about how printed words match to sounds. Doing the practice. While rereading a story your child shows interest in, you can choose your child's favorite book or a book about things that are familiar and interesting to her. Better yet, ask your child to choose a story. Encourage your child to make comments or ask him questions while you read his favorite book. Ask him what he thinks will happen next. Let your child read the story to you. Your preschooler gets to know the words and plots of stories that have been read to her many times. She will enjoy saying the words and turning the pages as if she were reading the book herself. Be excited about the story you've read for the umpteenth time. Read aloud stories are much more than just saying words and turning pages. When you show excitement about the words and pictures, so will your child. Here is an example of repeated reading. 4-year-old Aaron loves cats and dogs. In the children's section of the library, he finds a book about them. Aaron's mom sees him turning the pages of the book. She begins to read the story to Aaron, taking time to let him enjoy each picture. When mom is done reading the story, Aaron takes the book and opens it to the beginning. Mom takes the hint and reads the story again, this time pointing out different things in the pictures. When they reach the end of the story, Mom asks if Aaron would like to take the book home. Aaron's face lights up as he says yes. How did Aaron's mom know the practice was working? She asked herself these questions. Did Aaron ask to have the same book read over and over? Did he seem to learn new words or an understanding of the story? Did he make comments or ask questions about the story? If Aaron's mom answered yes to any of these questions, she knew Aaron had a successful, literacy-rich experience. We hope you enjoyed Read It Again. To find out more about this and many other SEL practice guides available, visit www.earlyliteracylearning.org.